WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a hurricane of stress and negativity? Like every day is just another test of your mental endurance? You know what I'm talking about. Between work deadlines, relationship drama, and the endless scroll of doom scrolling on social media, it can feel like staying positive is an Olympic sport. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind positive thinking and uncovering how it can actually rewire your brain for resilience and balance. Think of this as your mental workout plan, no grueling reps or protein shakes required. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Avery, positive thinking sounds great in theory, but what about those days when life throws a curveball and all the negativity feels totally justified? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Science shows that even small doses of positivity can have a ripple effect on your entire being. It's like putting a little sunshine into your mental garden, it helps everything else thrive. First up, let's talk about neuroplasticity. You heard me right. Your brain is constantly changing and rewiring itself based on your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. When you focus on positive thoughts, you're actually strengthening the neural pathways associated with happiness, resilience, and optimism. It's like a mental upgrade. Your brain gets better at finding the silver lining in even the cloudiest of situations. Next, we have the power of cortisol. This hormone is often called the stress hormone, and let's face it, it can wreak havoc on our minds and bodies when levels are chronically high. But guess what? Positive thinking can actually help lower cortisol levels, reducing stress, anxiety, and even inflammation. Think of it like this. Positive thoughts are your mental anti-inflammatory medication. They soothe the storm inside and allow you to find calm amidst the chaos. Now, let's talk about motivation. Ever noticed how feeling good often leads to taking action? It's not just a coincidence. Positive thinking fuels our intrinsic motivation, giving us that extra boost of energy and drive to pursue our goals and overcome challenges. So next time you feel stuck, try shifting your perspective and focusing on the positive aspects of your situation. You might be surprised by what you can accomplish. But here's the key takeaway: positivity isn't about ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things are tough. It's about recognizing that setbacks are opportunities for growth and learning, not reasons to give up. And it's about cultivating a mindset of gratitude and appreciation for the simple things in life. Let me tell you, I recently found myself stuck in traffic during rush hour, a nightmare scenario for anyone who values their sanity, right? But instead of letting the frustration take over, I decided to use that time productively. I put on my favorite podcast, enjoyed a few minutes of peace and quiet, and even came up with some new ideas for the podcast. It wasn't about changing the situation, it was about changing my perspective. So remember, friends, positivity isn't a magic bullet, but it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate the ups and downs of life with greater resilience and balance. Start small, practice gratitude, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to embrace those sunny moments. And now for my challenge to you: make a conscious effort today to focus on at least three things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to the warm sunshine on your face to the love and support of your friends and family. Take a moment to really savor those feelings and let that positivity radiate out into the world. Remember, you are capable of creating a life filled with joy, resilience, and balance, one positive thought at a time. Join me again tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm, where we'll continue exploring practical tools and techniques to help you navigate the twists and turns of life with grace and ease. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.